producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Live and on the road again. What's on your mind is kind of our MO. We go where the story is.
You should have to pay more road tax because you're on the road more than most
people. Should, maybe, yeah.
You know, when you renew your license plates, they're going to look it up in the computer. Scott Hennon. Oh, man, you're the one ripping up the roads, man.
Watford City Monday, Williston Tuesday, Bismarck Wednesday. We're Fargo today. We're here at the Radisson Hotel, downtown Fargo. Because Governor Jack Dalrymple is hosting his Governor's Summit on Economic Growth that gets underway in just a little while and rolls through most of the afternoon. As a matter of fact, Lieutenant Governor Drew Wrigley, who will be moderating a panel on attracting and retaining North Dakota's workforce, will join us a little later on in the program today. We're also going to talk with the keynoter for this address, a fellow by the name of Joel Kotkin, who is an internationally recognized authority on global economic, political, and social trends. And he has been writing and talking and studying and researching the changing dynamics of class in America for some time. I remember reading him in the 90s in the Wall Street Journal when he talked about how the urban areas were going to empty out into places like the Plains in North Dakota, well before the shale play made him a profit, I guess. So we'll get an update from him as well and look forward to that conversation a little later on in the program. We are brought to you on Thursdays by our friends at the Coalition for a Secure Energy Future. Very much integral to North Dakota's economy and economic growth is, of course, lignite coal, big part of our industry. That, by the way, goes for North Dakota and Minnesota. And also, if in no other reason, not only the jobs and the plants and all the things that happen in the industry, but also in what it provides us, and that is low-cost, reliable electricity. Because over half of America is powered by coal. And there are some that want coal to go away. The EPA would be foremost among them. You can't look at the Clean Power Plan and not say, okay, we get the drill. We get what you're going for here. And find out all about that at secureenergyfuture.org. I want to know what's on your mind. We left the full first hour open here today just to find out what is on your mind. I got a couple of emails and texts from listeners already raring to go, which is great. One wanted my thoughts on Ben Carson. I'd rather know what you think about Ben Carson. I'm talking about Dr. Ben Carson, the presidential candidate. I believe it was Tuesday morning, early in the morning, and I was at the Teddy's residential suites there in beautiful Watford City, North Dakota, flipped on the Fox News channel, Fox and Friends, early in the morning, and saw Dr. Ben Carson on the couch there being interviewed by the crew from Fox and Friends, and Brian Kilmeade says, you know, I want to know what would you do if you were ever confronted with a situation where somebody said, are you Christian? And they had a gun and they were obviously, you know, looking to do you harm. And he gave an interesting answer. I soaked it in at the time. His answer, I'll paraphrase, was essentially, you know, I think I'd rush the guy and I think I'd make as much ruckus as possible trying to attack the person. So, you know, other people, he may shoot me, but the other people could flee and get away. Well, this has been turned in to that evil Ben Carson is second guessing what happened to these poor students in Oregon. Now, I watched it, and I'm curious if anybody else watched it and saw the interview. Not clips or bits or any of the other commentary, but actually saw the interview. Because I'm telling you, when I saw that, I didn't for a nanosecond think he was second-guessing what they did. It didn't even cross my mind that he was being critical of their response at all. Just, you know, I mean, you hear about these situations, you think, what would I do? I mean, if I was in a room and a madman came in and he starts asking people, you know, if you're Christian, stand up, and you hear the first one get shot and he asks you, what do you do? He was giving a response on what do you do. He thought that through. I think we all have. I don't think he was being critical. But anyway, of course, everybody says he's being critical. Now, the President of the United States, within hours, the body's still lying there in this school, goes on and says, see, you don't listen to me and look what happens. Essentially what the president said, and I guess we yawn, other than some folks in Oregon who said, Mr. President, don't come. That's no big deal. But Ben Carson is being beaten to a bloody pulp by the press because of this situation. I don't take what he said as being anything other than what all of us probably have done, thinking, what would I do? Not second guessing it. Am I wrong? Anyway, now for the texture, you found out what my thoughts are, but I'm amazed to see this thing play out. It really is getting crazy. But we want to find out what's on your mind. And 800-228-0550 is the telephone number to do just that. You pick up the phone. You call 800-228-0550. And you'll have a prompt from a friendly voice saying, hey, one is what you press to leave us a message, and two is what you press to go with us live on the air. Okay? And you get a chance to do that. Governor Dalrymple just came over to shake my hand. That was very nice of him. Now, if I wanted to ambush him, I could have stuck a microphone in his face. Say, Governor, what would you have done?
Should have.
If someone would ask you, well, no, I didn't. But that was nice.
Oh.
I was multitasking. I was talking and shaking the governor's hand.
Shaking the governor's hand. Get the mic over there.
No, I don't want to be them. You could also text Todd.
You're already them. You have a talk show.
Yeah.
Just by virtue of being on a talk show, you are one of them. Just ask them.
Works. Ask them. Would you get them on the phone for us, Todd?
Which them would you like?
I don't know. Get somebody that defines himself as them. I lost my train of thought.
You could text Todd. Them. Hey, you can text Todd.
Yeah. I think Todd's now trying to get me to lose my train of thought. You can text Todd at 701.
How well you can multitask, that's all.
226-8503. 701-226-8503. You can send us an email, studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. Gosh, there's just a lot to talk about, so I'm happy to talk about whatever you'd like to. I have a nice email from a listener. Sent us a copy of a letter he sent to the Williston mayor, Howard Klug, about what it would mean, in his view, if crew camps, man camps, are shut down by way of ordinance. Share that with you here in a little bit. What else do we have here? We have the governor's economic summit happening. What do you think of the economy in North Dakota? Let's make you a part of the North Dakota economic summit. Good, bad? What do you want more of? What do you want less of? Tell me your thoughts. We'll chat with, as I mentioned, Lieutenant Governor Drew Wrigley and the keynoter, Joel Kotkin, a little later on. And maybe since I was nice enough just to shake the governor's hand without putting him right to work, the governor himself. He was on earlier in the week talking about what we were going to do this week. It's kind of his conference, so you can't really pull him out of it. Anyway, Patrick in Bismarck, you're first to go on our Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. Hello, Patrick. What's on your mind?
Hello. I'm calling about the Ben Carson thing. Have you seen the movie about Ben Carson?
I have not. I've heard about it, but I've not seen it. What's it called again?
Healing Hands, a Ben Carson story.
Yeah.
Cuba Gooding Jr. stars in it. And I thought it was kind of interesting because it came out about the same time as, you know, all of the election stuff started. But the point that I'd like to make with the movie basically is that, you know, he's a really smart person, and it doesn't come from chance. It comes because he studies problems, and he comes up with solutions. I think that's the big point with him. You know, he did some things medically that nobody ever tried before, but he did them after careful consideration. I think that that's kind of the difference between Trump and him, in my mind anyway.
Yeah, sure. Trump kind of shoots from the hip, and Carson thinks it through. Now, that having been said, do you think he thought through his answer to Brian Kilmeade on this? By the way, he answered, I'm glad you asked me that. So, like, he was, he wanted to say this. But, you know, he's getting all this. I mean, I'm guessing he wants to take the answer back, too, just because it's been a distraction, and it wasn't what he meant, in my mind. And you couldn't see that, but, I mean, I agree with everything you said about Dr. Carson, but do you think his answer on this question of the Oregon shooting puts a chink in that armor?
Yeah, you know, I really don't think that, just because the fact of the matter is that, you know, he says what he means, and I think that that's open to interpretation sometimes. You know, just like in his life story with that movie, you know, he did the first procedure to basically keep both twins alive that were conjoined in their, you know, brains. And, you know, a lot of people, I'm sure, were second-guessing him and saying that, no, that won't work or whatever the case may be. But the point is that he did take that chance after careful consideration, and it worked out, and it basically made him famous in that community.
Very interesting. I got to watch the movie. Thanks for the tip. Healing Hands. I heard about it, just have not taken the time to do it. I believe it's you can get it on Netflix or YouTube or whatever. It's easy to find.
Yeah, it's on Netflix right now.
Yeah. I was watching Netflix last night, but I was watching Cupcake Wars with my daughter, so I didn't get to the serious stuff. So. We do this whole thing.
You just had to give up your man card for the Cupcake
Wars? No. I mean, well, it's fine. It's a fun thing to do because I let her kind of decide, all right, I'm home. I've been gone. What do you want to do? And so we pick sides. We
Father of the Year
win.
Right here, Cupcake Wars.
Yeah.
He could have been doing more manly things, but he's helping out his daughter, and she's going to rotate you one day for that. That's
it's
awesome.
A horrible show. Horrible, just so you know. But it is fun if you're kind of doing a little contest. I'll watch Healing Hands next time. All right, Coleridale, Big Flavor Hotline, open for your calls, questions, comments on any issue. Lay it on me. Something happening in your town, county, region you want folks to know about, whatever it is. By the way, speaking of Cloverdale, Teals in Painesville is the Big Flavor tour stop today, 4 to 7, and Eldon's in Alexandria tomorrow, 11 a.m. to 2. They got the tangy summer sausage, the rough-cut bacon, the ham patties, the brats. Oh, a lot of goodies.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
The right price, the selection you're looking for. Mercedes-Benz, the brand. The safest vehicle on the road. An incredible combination. And one you'll only find at Valley Imports. If you're hearing my voice right now, Valley Imports is your Mercedes-Benz dealer. And they are the best. How do I know? I know the good folks and have for years. Decades of incredible service at Valley Imports. Mercedes-Benz is the safest car on the road. The features are absolutely amazing. Safety. Your family. Your livelihood. On wheels. Very important. Stop and see the good folks at Valley Imports. They're located in Fargo. You can go online to valleyimports.com or call them at 888-929-9843. Valleyimports.com. Don't see the Mercedes you want, they'll get it. Any model at Valley Imports. Valleyimports.com or call 888-929-9843. 888-929-9843. New York City at Christmas time. There is nothing like it. Hi, folks. I'm Scott Hennon. My wife, Maria, and I are hosting a trip to the Big Apple. New York City at Christmas time is magical. You have to see it to believe it. And we have a great package that includes airfare, deluxe hotel accommodations, coach travel all around the city with a great guide, some great dinners, Trump Cafe, Cotton Club, and Ellen Stardust Diner, plus a show on Broadway, Les Mis, one of the best shows ever. Incredible show. And the Rockettes, Radio City's Christmas Spectacular. This is going to be a blast, and we have a great deal for you. Just $2,569 per person if you book before October 8th. So hurry. If you'd like complete details, you can call this telephone number, 952-898-3478. 952-898-3478, extension 228. Or email me, scott@flagfamily.com. scott@flagfamily.com. Christmas time in New York City. Trust me, this will be a trip you'll never forget.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
I would probably make the same response as Dr. Ben Carson. I think it's important that we resist tyranny, but I would certainly not deny the Lord Jesus Christ. That would be my goal. The other thought is that I'm not surprised that the media is responding the way they are. They have a new agenda called Strong Cities Network. And their focus is on extreme, what they call extremism, one of them being anti-immigrant, the other anti-Islam. Thank you.
All right. Appreciate the call. Others welcome on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. On the program today, brought to you in part by our friends at MyPillow. Want a better night's sleep? Which in turn will get you better health? Seriously, what are you waiting for? When I am offering you a product at a great deal, comes with a 10-year warranty that ultimately will improve your health, what are you waiting for? MyPillow.com. Use the promo code Scott. MyPillow.com, promo code Scott. Or call 800-506-9028. I think that 10-year warranty speaks volumes. This thing will not go flat. It's pennies a night for your sleep when you do the math on that, okay? 69 money-back guarantee, so you get to use it as well. MyPillow.com. Here's an emailer concerned about an issue in Tioga. It's homecoming this weekend. It is indeed. And homecoming in lots of places. But homecoming in Tioga and the road construction projects will be in progress. It is a mess. Highway 40, which takes you north from Highway 2 into Tioga, is just a mess. It's just one of those things that's ultimately going to be better, but in the meantime, bit of a mess. Highway 23, too, right through the middle of Watford City. I was there this week. I just scratched my head and say, could you plan this any worse? It's easy from the cheap seats. I get that. But you just wonder, I mean, my gosh, you know you're going to disrupt traffic for X amount of time to reconstruct the road. Can you not figure out a better temporary way to get traffic from point A to point B? I mean, you know, it just makes no sense. But anyway, it is what it is. So homecoming this weekend, and they wanted you to know that road construction projects will be in progress, and that actually half of the new road is open with speeds of 15 to 25 miles an hour, but operations will be ongoing daylight to dark. Just be careful. That's what they wanted you to know. And when I'm talking about things happening in the communities that are on your mind, that's what I mean. That's what I'm talking about. I'm still looking for somebody that saw the interview with Ben Carson live as it happened on the Fox News channel, because I want to compare my reaction to yours. Speaking of this Ben Carson controversy, I'm also looking for anybody in the audience today that thinks what Russia is doing in Syria is a good thing. It sounds like Donald Trump thinks it's a good thing. Right? That's what I got out of his comments. I'm to believe what I read. I don't know that I saw the actual interview where he was asked about this. But the gist of the stories I saw said, you know, let him do this. That's fine. And, of course, he's purporting to be taking out ISIS. So we'd think that's a good thing, right? That he's taking out ISIS. But what he's actually doing is taking out, he's nowhere near ISIS. The strikes are on the rebels that are fighting Assad. So what he's doing is propping up Assad. Okay? Yeah, that's what he's doing. So does anybody, you know, wake up this morning and hear about the missiles that have been fired over Iran into Syria from these ships and go, way to go, Putin? Jump up and down and get all excited about it? Are we paying attention to this? Do we care? Does it matter? Kind of curious. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Okay, what else have we got here? I promised I would read this email. This is an email from a Nathan. Nathan sends us a note, and he said, "Hello, Scott. I listen to your show every day when I'm driving around the oil patch. I'm sending you a copy of the email I sent to the Williston mayor's office because this is what's on my mind. Keep up the good work, and God bless," says Nathan. Well, thank you, Nathan. Here's his note. I'm going to read this paraphrase a little bit, but the gist of this you'll get here. Mayor Klug, in regard to the man camps, I was reading an article in The Drill saying you plan to throw down the gauntlet, in quotes, on the temporary housing in Williston. Do not do that, in caps, by the way. Does that mean he's shouting, Todd?
That is shouting in today's
modern. Okay, so this paragraph,
world.
He's shouting, do not do that. Postpone the deadline dramatically or nullify the deadline if the decision is made. Now he's back to not shouting now. He says, as you know, we've already had extremely high rent and still do. You close the man camps, you'll halt the lowering of rental prices, and it'll force many people who would rather stay to conclude housing prices are not falling soon enough. I could make about the same money back home, pay a lot less in housing, I guess I'm moving home. I know three people who just left for that reason with their families. I beg you, says Nathan, leave the man camps alone, let them stay until it's not profitable for them or our city. Even with the lower rents, housing is still unaffordable because pay has fallen considerably. Nearly all of the oil field has taken substantial pay cuts, lost hours, lost all their overtime, and lost a housing allowance. This is why rigs are still drilling. We, the people of the oil patch, made sacrifices to keep the rigs and exploration companies profitable. I agree with you in a sense. I want everyone that works here to make their home here. However, that won't happen until housing and rental prices fall much further, to a point where those in the man camps see if it makes financial sense to live there, live here, and move their families to North Dakota. That won't happen if the cost of housing remains inflated, and it's precisely what your anti-man camp policy will result in. In summary, he's back to shouting, Todd, just so you know, you are in danger of killing the goose that lays the golden egg if you throw down the gauntlet on man camps. Done shouting. If you force man camps to shut down in an idealized but ill-advised personal goal by trying to coerce them into becoming residents at a city with overvalued rents, they will leave. They will take all the money they spend in Williston with them, and you will be the one to blame come election time for the rent remaining inflated and the exasperating of the local economic downturn, exasperating it. Call, email, or text me. I'm available to discuss over coffee, says Nathan. All right, two comments on that. Well, first of all, I want to know if you agree with it. Is Nathan right that forcing these man camps to close will halt the market forces bringing the price of housing down, number one? And might that be a motive by elected leaders there? And I would argue some of that might not necessarily be a nefarious motive. It might just be one for the long haul. In other words, they're saying, well, wait a minute. If we aren't able to continue to attract more development, we aren't going to have housing for the long term. You know, I don't know. I don't know that I'd support that move, but I'm saying they could probably argue that while they aren't saying that out loud, if it keeps more development happening, it's better for the long haul. But, you know, besides the X's and O's of that argument, I'm pretty impressed by Nathan writing that email. And I think if more of you in our audience, on whatever issue concerns you in your town, township, you know, county, state, whatever, did that, you'd have a better place to call home. That kind of civic involvement is pretty darn cool. So kudos to Nathan. Another half hour to find out what is on your mind, and we want to know on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline, which is down in Painesville, Minnesota today. More on that when we come back at 800-228-0550.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
PetroServe USA is celebrating Bison football. Come on in to any PetroServe USA location and register to win your share of $10,000 in cash. That's right. Two $500 gift cards are given away every single week at a PetroServe USA location near you. Your official Bison tailgating supply headquarters. With everything you need for game day, get the best deal in town on propane fills. There's Bison gear, fresh baked buns, pop, cookies, and medium pizzas just $5.99. PetroServe USA is also home to the 4-for-4 special, where you get four items, a hot stuff personal pan pizza, a 20-ounce drink, and two cookies, all for only $4. 4-for-4 all day, every day, at a PetroServe USA location. And at Bison Apparel, it's the best of the best, and at an incredible deal at PetroServe USA locations. Plus, come on in, stock up for tailgating, load up on the Bison gear, and get yourself registered, too, at PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better. And go Bison!
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Most of us already know that taking a fish oil supplement to boost omega-3s is a good idea. But did you know that about 60% of Americans are actually deficient in omega-3s? Did you know that most fish oil products contain only about 25% omega-3s and the remaining 75% is undesirable fish fat? Heck, did you know that more than 90% of fish oil supplements sold in the USA are not even made here? If you want to boost your omega-3s using the finest American-made fish oil, check out Nutrigold Fish Oil Supplements on www.fishoil.best. Nutrigold Fish Oils are independently 5-star certified and guaranteed to be exceptionally pure. That means no more fish burps. Best of all, just one Nutrigold Fish Oil capsule contains more omega-3s than 4 standard fish oil capsules. Go to www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497 and use promo code BESTFISHOIL to get a free 1-month supply. That's www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Back at the 2015 North Dakota Governor's Summit on Economic Growth, just underway at the Radisson downtown Fargo. And the governor taking to the stage for some opening comments as we speak. And then in a little bit, Joel Kotkin, the keynoter, who you read in Forbes, and maybe follow on newgeography.com. But he's an internationally recognized authority on global economic, political, and social trends. So we're going to talk about North Dakota's economy with that expert a little later on in the program. Also, Lieutenant Governor Drew Wrigley will join us top of next hour as well, so we look forward to that. And by the way, I haven't yet told you, but we did get some good news last night. We had a rush to get people signed up for the New York City trip, December 1st through the 5th, by the deadline to keep that great price of today. And we found out last night that the deadline has been extended. It's mainly due to hotel prices, because they really fluctuate, and once you get closer to the actual stay, the prices can spike. Airline too, but the airline's been pretty good of late. So we're just trying to keep this price right where it is a sweet deal, and it really is right now. But anyway, that price $25.69 is now available through Monday. Okay. So again, if you're on the fence thinking, do I want to do this? Do I not? Now is the time to do it and join us in New York City, December 1st through the 5th, and you can leave from Bismarck, Fargo, or your choice of the destinations. We're going to do a whole city tour in a coach bus. So the hotel, deluxe hotel, airfare, coach tour the entire time. Literally meet you at the airport, and there our chariot the entire time we're in New York City to see the city. Trump Cafe, dinner the first night. We do all these things as a group, so it's a lot of fun. And then see Times Square later that night. Top of the Rock on Wednesday. St. Patrick's Cathedral, Statue of Liberty. The Cotton Club, live jazz performance then on Wednesday night. That'll be a blast. And we're going over to the Fox News Channel on Thursday. That should be fun. The Metropolitan Museum of Art, see Central Park, Fifth Avenue. Dine at Ellen Stardust Diner and then Les Mis on Thursday night. Then Friday, one more full day in New York City, 9/11 Memorial Museum, Wall Street, National Memorial, the UN. Dinner that night in Little Italy. And by the way, Les Mis, the show Thursday night, fantastic Broadway show included. Friday night, the Rockettes at Radio City Music Hall included. So the shows, the dinners, the breakfast, the transportation, and the hotel, all for $2,569 per person. Want to go? Send me an email right now, scott@flagfamily.com. scott@flagfamily.com. And I will connect you up with the folks from Group Travel Planners who will take care of every detail and make sure you have a fine time. If you can't wait for the answer, and you want to just get going on this, you can call Jason right now at 952-898-3478. He's at extension 228, and Amber's at extension 225, both taking your calls as we speak. 952-898-3478, Jason or Amber. Okay, let's get back to the phones here on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline today at 800-228-0550 for you to tell me what's on your mind. Call came in during the break on Russia, Syria, roll out.
Todd?
Yeah, luck. Okay, here we
you
go.
You don't need to
be me. About Putin and what he's doing in Syria. I'm kind of mixed about this. While I wouldn't put it past Putin to actually be, targeting the rebels of Assad, I also wouldn't put it past the mainstream media to just be reporting that's what he's doing. And he could actually be attacking ISIS. The mainstream media will do anything and everything possible, including flat out blatantly lie to the American people to make Obama look good. And there's a 50-50 chance that both things could be possible. So that's just food for thought.
Yeah, I don't think any of this makes Obama look good, though. I really don't. I mean, Obama would look best if somehow Putin was actually targeting ISIS targets, wouldn't he? So I think the opposite's happening right now. I don't know what you think. Appreciate the comment, though. Brent in Bismarck, what's on your mind?
Hey, yes. Well, I kind of agree with that last caller there. There's three reasons why it might be good for Russia to be bombing Syria. And the first one is, unfortunately, I mistrust this administration. And I mean, unfortunately, seriously, I wish I could trust this administration. So if he's not happy about it, I kind of lean that way. The other is, with Russia getting involved, it will shine some light onto what may be going on in his country. And the third is, I hate that we always go in and want to replace a leader. I just hate that. So I might agree with Putin doing that, but I don't think we know everything.
Well, so your point is actually we should be rooting for Vladimir Putin ahead of our own president because we can't trust him?
No. I think it might prove to be somewhat of a partnership where, like that one fellow saying, maybe the media has got it wrong. But, I think with both Russia and us in there, maybe something will, light will be shown on that.
Well, right now you got the Defense Secretary Ash Carter who's over there ripping Putin. So I don't know how there could be an alliance that we're. I don't know. It's. I'm honestly, I haven't got this figured out. I'm curious where you guys are at with this and asking for a reason. Here's my sincere question. Can any of this be good? I mean, we've decided not to be a leader. Would Ronald Reagan sit on the sidelines and let the Soviet Union, do what Putin is doing to us? I don't know. But you tell me if I'm wrong. David and Tioga, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Yes, I wanted to go back to Dr. Ben Carson.
Yes,
and I kind of like it when the media tries to trap him because, we get to see his heart. He's so laid back that sometimes he's not a real dynamic speaker, but yet I think his thoughts are dynamic, and so I like it when he's smart. And I think the point he brings out is really important for our times because we are, under attack, really, even in our own, on our own soil, although it's covert, it isn't, and we don't know when it's going to pop up. And,
well, I don't know. Is it covert? I mean, it wasn't covert in Oregon, was it?
They didn't have any warning. I mean, the guy didn't come with a uniform on and, an army. He snuck in, and to me that could happen to any of us in any public setting. And I guess
I'm agreeing with you. I think what's going on. I mean, in Oregon, they're religious martyrs, right? There's religious persecution going on, and meanwhile, what we're being fed is, oh, Ben Carson, I can't believe you said that. What a jerk! You second guess how they reacted. I mean, talk about whistling past the graveyard.
Look at his life. His whole life has been around actually the sanctity of human life. I mean, that's what he has devoted his life to. And so when he hears of a situation like this, he thinks, how can I save people's lives? And he's not going to wait for the government to do it. You know, he's going to do it himself, and that's what the United States is all about, is it's about the individual and not the government. And so how do we as individuals respond? And he's saying, I as an individual would lay down my life in order to preserve human life, because that's what I do. And it's also, it's what we should do. I mean, men in America, well, I mean, there's been this huge move since I was a kid to kind of neuter men in America, and to where we don't fight anymore, because that's not right. We should celebrate people that look dress up like women, and then not and then punish people that want to act like men. So Ben Carson says, you know, I'm not going to wait for the government, you know, to protect me, and I'm not going to wait for the government to protect everybody else in a room when I can do something myself and even lay down my life for them. And as a Christian, I mean, that's what we do, because that's what our Lord did. He laid down his life for us, and therefore our response is the same. And I think it's time for even churches to get together. I mean, you know, key men in the churches sit down together and say, you know, what do we do in this situation? You know, when someone shows up in our church.
Yeah, no kidding. No kidding. Force the conversation. Instead, what we're doing is hammering somebody that actually answered a question to that effect. Unbelievable. David,
Obama's response was, here's what I want to do to prevent this. This was Ben Carson's exact same response. Here's what I would do to prevent it, you know, on the ground.
Great points, David. Thanks, and call again. Appreciate it very much. Texter here says, can someone explain to me why a Christian must surrender and die? Turn your cheek to an insult, but real evil must be defeated. Fighting back is acceptable, says Tom. Appreciate the text. Those are always welcome at 701-226-8503, or you can call the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline and chat with us live on the air, just like Phyllis in Rapid City, South Dakota, is about to do. Phyllis, what's on your mind?
I have a concern about the Harlow's bus service there in Bismarck. I have a little grandson, 6 years old. He's in kindergarten, and I've talked to the transportation director at his school. So far, the Harlow's bus service has, when it's overloaded, they're supposed to contact and get another bus to, so no little 6-year-old should be standing in the bus. This morning I just got a text from my daughter going to college up there, and she said that the bus driver is yelling at him. He's 6 years old. He's never been yelled at. I mean, you know, he's a good guy. He's a good little boy. He listens. So I don't know what's going on with Harlow's up there. And, you know, I don't know. It's the transportation problem.
Phyllis, do you know what bus your grandson was on?
Harlow's. It's the school south of Bismarck there. I can't remember the elementary school.
I'm just talking specifically the bus, the driver. What I was wondering is, we can certainly connect you with the folks at Harlow's, but I'm sure they're going to say, okay, what route, what bus, what driver, that kind of thing.
I know this is a systematic thing. I mean, probably more of just, you know, one individual driver thing, but yeah.
Well, certainly the one doing some yelling, right? So
right. I doubt that I doubt that Harlow's would support that in a million years. But
why don't we have you hang on here, Phyllis, and we'll see if we can't connect. We'll try and get Harlow's on the phone here and see if we can help in some way. Todd, you want to help Manny to do that during the break here and see if they do?
On it.
We'll at least connect them anyway. All right, we have Shane and Kevin waiting to weigh in on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. We're live at the Radisson today for the Governor's Economic Summit. Stay tuned.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
My name is Bill Bunner, and I'm the president of the largest private news and research network in the world. And I paid for this airtime because I have an important message to the American people. There's a change coming that the government isn't telling you about. This change has deep implications for life in America, from where you shop to the doctors you visit and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. Thing is, I was right then, too. A few years ago, I warned that housing prices would collapse. They did. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash. They did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves, but this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all.
You can watch the video for free right now by going to VanishingCash.com. Again, that's VanishingCash.com.
Back to the phone we go. Art, Sunbelt Business Brokers, is on the phone. Hello, Art. How's it going today?
Good, Scott. How are you?
Fantastic. Looking forward to telling our listeners about how Sunbelt Business Brokers has been around for some time and really made a name for itself in business sales. Tell us a little bit about that, would you?
Yeah, Sunbelt's been around since 1978. It has over 240 franchises, 1,400 sales brokers on six continents, and we usually sell about 2,000 businesses annually. So Sunbelt of North Dakota is one of those franchises. So we have a worldwide reach, but it's locally owned and controlled.
Now, we have a website we're going to give out in a moment. Tell us about how powerful that is for your listings.
Our website gets three times the view of our next three competitors combined.
That's a great way to reach buyers, folks, and that is nd.sunbeltnetwork.com. Start now. Call Art and the team at Sunbelt Business Brokers of North Dakota, 701-347-2727, or online at nd.sunbeltnetwork.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Short and sweet, but Putin has pulled the wool over Obama's eyes once again.
Short and sweet, that's okay too. Whatever it is that's on your mind, we love hearing from you. On the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline, we're at the Radisson Fargo today for the 2015 North Dakota Governor's Summit on Economic Growth. Jam-packed in there and just got underway. As a matter of fact, Governor's still giving some comments. Just gave an interesting stat I caught during the break, that North Dakota is the fourth youngest state in the union now. How about that? And actually showed a chart where, you know, the median age is obviously going up all across the country. The average in North Dakota is coming down considerably, which dovetails nicely with a comment from one of our listeners here. Quentin from the Bakken texted a note, said, "Hey, Scott, I may be only 21, but I worry about the morals and work ethic of young people. It's my belief that all young people should spend an entire summer working on a farm or ranch so they appreciate what they have and know where it comes from." Wow, Quentin. I had a great uncle named Quentin, and I like that name, and I like it even more now because it's a insightful comment from a smart young man. Thanks for the call. We'll talk a little bit about that with Lieutenant Governor Drew Wrigley, who will join us next hour. He's moderating a panel here coming up in a bit on attracting and retaining North Dakota's workforce. So we'll spend a little time talking about that. Back to the phones here. Let's go to Keene, North Dakota, and Shane. What's on your mind, Shane?
On the Syrian issue, the first of all, there's a biblical prophecy in Ezekiel that talks about when Damascus burns, to look up. And I find I've always been watching since, you know, this goes back to when there was the first cartoon description or I'm falling short of the word, but they were doing cartoons of Muhammad back to, and this went back to Damascus. I don't know if you remember, there was like a riot in Damascus over this. It was pretty intense again, this was probably about 5 or 6 years ago, but I've been watching Damascus since then because of that prophecy. And once the Civil War kicked off, you know, initially there was a lot of news coverage on it, and then it just blacked out completely. And it's only from time to time that we get these nuggets of news from it. And I do look, you know, I look a lot, and there used to be a lot of Facebook postings, and that too has been in my opinion, if it's not favorable to the storyline that people want, that our leaders and stuff in this nation want out, you know, over the airwaves, they will otherwise suppressed. You know, it seems very contrived, the stories are. And then I see Putin do this, you know, and I'm not a fan of Putin, but one thing I like about Putin is he's very pro country, for his country. And I see us destabilizing, you know, a lot of what we do in that Middle East tends to do more a destabilization of the area than any good that we were hoping that would come out. You know, we remove Mubarak, we move Gaddafi, and what, in my opinion, what seems to be in the wake is worse than what was originally in place. These guys are rulers, yes, but they're also rulers of otherwise savages. And I ain't saying the whole nation and the whole area are savages, but the mindset is that you need a ruler of those types to keep them under control. And when I see, you know, we get closer and closer, Syria's moving closer, you know, it's the northern part of your Middle East there, you all of a sudden make it, you know, Putin's had his hands full with Muslim terrorism as well. And when we destabilize that area like that, I see Putin's interests being inadvertently stoked. You know, I'm sure he's not impressed with what's going on, you know, what America does. And like I said, the closer we, yeah.
Appreciate your comments. And, you know, I think you've raised these few issues we're all wrestling with as we watch this. And as far as, you know, how this tracks with the biblical events, I always say way above my pay grade, right? I mean, obviously, you can point to things. And, I mean, I know a lot of people say, hey, this is all playing out just exactly. And, you know, you're right. How will it end? We're not supposed to know the end or the hour. So you'll get a headache trying to script the end. Kevin in Tioga, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Hello?
Kevin, shoot.
Yeah. Yeah, say, this deal with Ben Carson, it sounds to me like a lot of people didn't see this interviewer. Because all the guy said was, all he said was, if I was there,
right,
I would tell everybody to jump him, because he can only kill one of us at a time.
What I got out of it, Kevin, was that, you know, he thought about this. You're being put in a similar situation, how he'd react, and who didn't, who wouldn't, you know, think about that in light of what happened in Oregon. So I didn't, I mean, like I said, that's why I was asking for people actually saw it, because when I saw it, I didn't for one second think he was second-guessing the victims in Oregon. I didn't think it was disrespectful, none of that. And then I see this firestorm.
No, the news media did that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's,
yeah,
it's a,
it was terrible. Yeah. That was terrible. And the reality of it is this: Dr. Carson is so sharp. He has given the news media a lesson on English language and communication, where it takes communicating. You have to talk or make motions or, you know, whatever, and then it's got to be interpreted.
He adds a little thought, which is kind of nice. Thanks, Kevin.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Have you seen the Voices of Watford stories? My friends Heidi and Kara from Crash and Sues did that. They've worked with established companies like General Mills, Target, NPR, and they're searching this region for more great stories to tell. Crash and Sues can help create and produce marketing and advertising campaigns for broadcast and online audiences. Heidi, you're obviously pros at the craft of storytelling. Where do you share these stories?
You're dealing with social and you're dealing with mobile, and yet you're trying to bring it home to a local, but sometimes that local isn't even almost a geographic local anymore. So you have to be able to make stuff and know it's going to go on Instagram, it's going to go on Vine, it's going to go on YouTube, it's going to go in Times Square, it's going to go in a Twins stadium, and figure out how can we engage your audience in all these different mediums, and then what has to be done with that story and that visual story so that it works in those mediums.
Kara.
Crash and Sues uses words, sounds, and images to convey stories.
They're fearless storytellers, folks. Crash and Sues, 612-338-7947 or online at crash-sues.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Wait a minute. Don't spend a dime on emergency food storage until you visit ReadySupplyFoods.com. If you're interested in getting the most high-quality food for your money, then see our comparison page where we list all the companies and rank them by value for your dollar. You'll see that Ready Supply Foods sells 50% more food for your money than any other company. GMO-free, 25-year shelf life, great tasting, and free shipping. Make an informed decision by going to ReadySupplyFood.com today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Ricky LeBlanc, admitted in Mass only. Sokolov Law, LLC, Chestnut Hill, Mass. Ken Levin, responsible attorney in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Greg Hobby, New Jersey. The choice of lawyer is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertisements. While this firm maintains joint responsibility, most cases of this type refer to other attorneys for principal responsibility. If you know what mesothelioma is, you or someone you love has likely been impacted by this devastating cancer. You may be entitled to compensation. Call Sokolov Law today. 1-800-218-HELP. The only known cause of mesothelioma is asbestos exposure. Thousands of hard-working men and women, including many U.S. veterans and industrial workers, have been diagnosed with mesothelioma because manufacturers knew the dangers but put profits ahead of people. An estimated $30 billion in court-ordered trust has been set aside to pay money to asbestos victims. If you or a loved one has been diagnosed with mesothelioma, call now. You may be entitled to receive compensation without ever going to court or filing a lawsuit. Call for a free legal consultation at 1-800-218-HELP. Help. That's 1-800-218-HELP.